You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, and it is Music Monday. We are thrilled to welcome Bubbles Brown for our session tonight here with their song. They are with Bought and Sold.
Chop it up, pack it up, load it on the steady. You know I can't give it away. Chop it up, pack it up, load it on the steady. You know I can't give it away. Chop it up, pack it up, load it on the steady. You know I can't give it away. Chop it up, pack it up, load it on the steady. You know I can't give it away. Well, chop it up, pack it up, load it on the steady. You know I can't give it away. Chop it up, pack it up, load it on the steady. You know I can't give it away. Chop it up, pack it up, load it on the steady. You know I can't give it away. Now everything I have is for you.
That was Bubbles Brown with Bought and Sold. Holy cats. There's no room for your djembe. No. I'm so sorry, Paul Farver.
No, there's pretty much a there's, lot of awesome got, rhythm going
they
on
got
there.
All, that so. Is a two-piece early blues outfit is what they is described on this page. But I love how you guys are. I mean, you're right. You do defy expectations.
Thank you.
I mean,
thank
well,
you
one,
very much.
I always keep my expectations open. Not low, just available. That's how my expectations are. And that was wonderful again. And you can find their music at bubblesbrown.com, bandcamp.com. Find their Facebook page. Again, that's Bubbles Brown Music. We're going to have more live music with them in a little bit. I know that we've got to run a broadcast emergency test, don't we? That's always the exciting part of Monday nights.
Yeah.
And what makes me feel like we should move Music Monday to an we have to do the emergency broadcast. It's the only time we ever do it is during live music.
Emergency broadcast music.
There's a washboard coming out. All kinds of. You have a whole basket of goodies, don't you? Is there? Could I? Like, could we give you any sort of other items that you can make music out of? Like, I'm trying to think of what else we would hand you.
Water bottle.
Like, water bottle. Water bottle music.
We've got a few staplers back here too.
We have staplers.
Plastic
we might have
spoons.
Maybe,
not spoons, but plastic ones.
My water jug. I think he's got to use the since yeah, it's empty. We can use the
it's
water
like the
jug.
Winnie the Pooh band. Remember where he had the.
I know. It seems like now I feel like I'm diminishing their abilities, but they're outstanding. You can sit back down, David. You're not excused. Boy, you're feeding Esmeralda. Esmeralda's got those fried pickles are amazing,
I'm
too.
I'm glad you enjoyed, yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
This is the perfect like music and food pairing that I've ever experienced in my life.
I know. I've been having a nacho cheese burger with is that what I'm having? A
nacho burger, yeah. It's not special tonight. Yeah.
And what else did you bring? You also brought a patty melt. Thank you very much.
I brought a patty melt for obvious reasons.
You could always sponsor a segment. I have a segment called a patty melt, but we never know when it's going to happen. It's when I lose complete control of the show.
Oh, it's about patty it's called, meltdown?
I have patty meltdown, exactly.
I like that.
Yes. I have a one-woman show called Patty Melt.
I like that.
I just kind of, I can't control my emotions anymore, and I either get hysterical, like either rage or, you know, just laughing too hard.
I'd like to sponsor it and witness it.
But see, we never know when it's going to happen.
That's okay.
You know? And then Mike's got to take over. He's got to drive the whole show because I'm having a meltdown. We are hanging out with David Halpern with Four Entertainment Group. They have Alive One, Easy Bar, Estelle's, Remedy, and The Owl, along with other bars and restaurants in the Cincinnati area. And Covington. Is it because Covington? How close is Covington to Cincinnati?
Right over the bridge, yeah. We just got one spot there. Yep. Very close.
Because sometimes you fly out of Cincinnati and fly into Kentucky. It's very confusing.
It's very confusing.
Is everyone okay in Bowling Green? I got to take a quick break. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue on this foggy, misty evening. Joining me is David Halpern with Four Entertainment Group. And I was wondering at all the great locations that you have, including The Owl, Remedy, Estelle's, Easy Bar, and Alive One. Any good events coming? Anything that you want to let people know about? Give them a heads up?
Not really, no.
No, it's always good stuff.
No, definitely. Any given night, but Thursday is Alive One, Low Spark. Fat Tuesday coming up.
Yes.
We may or may not have a super cool surprise of a second line. Someone can look that up.
A second line.
But I won't reveal it.
All right, don't, yeah.
But the Great Horn section from the Nasty Snacks will be visiting all
Come
five
on.
Locations.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes,
I love
it's
going
to be pretty crazy. Oh, I think I just ruined the surprise. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
I totally just ruined it.
I'll keep it under wraps. Everybody out there listening, 120,000 of you don't. And then the people in the 38 states in Canada don't say anything.
Well, they'll enjoy it if they come.
How much time
just
do I have
tell anybody.
Before the big loud screeching noise?
You have about 20 seconds.
20 seconds. I feel like I've also made a connection here, possibly bring one of your great bars and restaurants. 10 seconds into Jefferson Park, I'm just saying. I make fun of Paul Farvar on the air. Now I'm being teased because I've never been to The Hideout and to a lot of great music bars in Chicago. I've been to Shuba's. I've been to... Why are you looking at me like that, Paul?
Doesn't surprise me. I don't know. I'm just trying to be a bully back to you. So
it's no. That's I was like bullying.
Bully
you?
Mondays. Yeah.
I think just we're poking fun at each other a little bit.
Yeah.
Right. All right then. Fine. So
Music Monday on location.
Come on closer. Yes, Music Monday on location. Oh. At which bar would you recommend that we hang out in location? The new one you open in Jefferson Park?
Yeah.
God, I am so lazy.
Now we have to do it. I'm sorry. We're just gonna have to figure this out.
You know,
great,
we actually
great neighborhood over there.
I heard that too. We actually had a caller call in and give us the representative's number because they're clamoring for music right now from you, Dave.
Oh, in is that right? in what neighborhood?
In Jefferson Park.
So they gave us Robert Martwick's number. I have his number. I'll call. He's a musician. He would want that to happen too.
Yeah. All right, let's get him on.
Because we have the big, as you mentioned, Alderman Arena. We have the bigger venues like the Copernicus. We have the Portage. But do we have any mid range like elbow room?
Well, we're working on a theater at Six Corners. We got a 300 seat theater that's being renovated right now by the Binnies and Culvers that's coming
right.
in.
See that?
You like
nice.
How I plugged those?
I like that. Well done. Well done.
So we've got a great venue in the making there, but we just got to find somebody to run it.
Dave. Oh, wow. Oh, interesting.
We are going to talk.
How things develop. Actually, I did not get a chance to get to my favorite coffee shop this weekend, which is the Percolator.
Yeah.
And it's not great. The dance. It's later, but it's a really good coffee shop there too.
Percolator and Portage Grounds. Those are two great ones.
Those are great coffee shops. Yeah, it's one of those neighborhoods that people kind of don't really know. Well, in Norwood Park, farther north, by design, I think was sort of set up so that people would go there and be like, I have no idea where I am. I'm gonna, because it's like in a circle. All the streets are curved. It's like, because most of the streets in Chicago are all on a grid until you get to the northwest side, and then you start having like Milwaukee and Elston on angles, and all this whole Six Corners area. Yeah. They decided at some point, they're like, if the people come here, we don't want them to come back.
Just not confuse for nothing. Them enough.
So, I mean, but it's very familiar to people now because we've got so many great venues. And there's, did Fishman's end up opening at the Portage?
And Fishman's is coming. They're in the works right now. They're going to have their bottle store open April, May, they're saying, and then probably June, July for the public house. It'll be Fishman's Public House.
See, there you go. So all the great restaurants and bars that you've been a part of in Wicker Park, I see a new boon in the Jefferson Park, Portage Park area. I'm done.
These are places great that Bubbles Brown's going to be playing.
You guys are putting the hard sell on them right now.
I know, just a little bit. And Beverly's
like, this is an easy sell. I mean, honestly.
It's like, here's what's going to happen. We're going to bring them on the show, and then we'll all just bully them into building place. Like, oh, we actually found this. We found a space for you right now. Just sign this document. It's all good.
And Paul's a lawyer.
I'm a lawyer too. We'll just set it up right now.
Let's get it done right now.
He pretty much signs all the entertainers that come in the studio.
Yeah. I'm like, here's my card. Yeah, no.
Great neighbor. This is not a tough sell.
Patty, how'd you get food, music,
sell.
And lawyers in the same room?
I am a busy girl, and Mike Heidemann also is. It's a joint effort on both on many fronts. We come at it at different angles. We're like, we need a little bit of this, but that's what the show is. I mean, people are burned out, so we're trying to find different ways to have conversations, but have music and fun, and find out about the great food in Chicago. Because I mean, that's the thing about this city is that there are so many great choices. You know, it's not, and you don't feel like, because you mentioned the Double Door, it's not like you're competing with them. More people in the neighborhood is more people in the neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not about competition. The more the merrier in my industry, for sure.
Absolutely. Now, where did you grow up on the East Coast?
New Jersey.
And so that's a big state.
What
not
part?
Big, but it's a whole state.
What exit, buddy?
Yeah.
Exit 9, man.
Right? Because you guys, so wait, are you both originally from New Jersey?
Yeah, I was born in East Orange.
Oh, yeah. No way.
Yep.
That's very confusing.
Pretty sure we beat you guys in soccer.
Oh.
It's a whole other show.
Little AYSO soccer league.
Suddenly,
seventh grade.
Suddenly the deal in Jeff Park died. I don't know what to tell.
No, I'm kidding. Alderman, you guys beat us badly, and I'm upset about it.
I don't know.
He did lie about his birthday, so I don't know if I'm older than him or not. So we'll see if we were playing each other.
Oh, yeah. I no. 313-73. Do the math.
All right.
I don't want to do the math either. Because it shows how old I am if I try to figure it all out.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, you're only so many years older than me.
It's just a number. It's just a number.
Yeah, sure.
We're hanging out late night. Pretty late.
Pretty late. Thank you for acknowledging that. So you brought me a patty melt. You brought me. Please bring me food and just shove it into my face.
Oh, that was for you. I ate it.
Yeah, no. You ate the whole patty melt?
No, I just had a piece.
Did you see my eyes lit up?
It was good.
Patty melt was good.
Yeah, everything that was there, I ate. And it was all good. I'll probably eat more.
I ate all your fries.
I appreciate that.
Hold on. We're getting some texts. Mike, tell us about some of these.
This is a text update from Michael Heidemann. So far we've gotten from the 630 about the band that everyone's saying these guys are great. And,
yes.
And then we have another one here from 773. It said, Mist, you know, who is your food from tonight? I love a good fried pickle.
The fried pickle is from Estelle's in Wicker Park. Yeah, that is one of the best fried pickles I've ever had.
Thank you. Yeah. People rave about that.
Oh, yeah. Super healthy.
Yes.
It's just oozing. A pickle.
It's just, and then it's battered and, yep. And fried.
Allegedly.
And they're not those dainty chips. This is a whole fried pickle. This is really, you just dive right into
it. You will feel better in the morning. Yeah. I promise.
So about everything? About life?
Health. Yeah. It's all about temporary my future. Health. Yes. You wake up.
There's a chicken option that I saw that's healthy.
I'm not trying to kill anybody, you know.
Hey,
Super Bowl Monday.
This is why I am at the Doghouse CrossFit at least 3 days a week, is so that I can eat on Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays. Hey, we wrap up on Fridays. We do whiskey and a cookie every Friday night.
Really?
We talk about the big, heavy topics of the week over whiskey and a cookie because it's really the only way you should talk about the serious stuff.
I may steal that concept.
Whiskey and a cookie?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Only if you're sponsoring it.
Patty Meltdown and whiskey.
Yeah, you
cookies.
Pick whichever one you want. We do whiskey and a cookie. Here's what happened. We were at a fundraiser out at the Equestrian Connection. It's a great place for people with disabilities. They do hippotherapy, which is horseback riding with occupational therapists and developmental therapists. And they had this great, it's called Marty's Party, Marty's Barn Party every summer. So I went up to the bar to get some bullet bourbon. And someone came by and it was the huge cookie. They go, "You want a cookie?" And I was like, "This is the best moment of my entire life." Is whiskey in a cookie.
Things.
Yeah. And Elliot says, Serrano and I were standing there and we were like, "We need to do this on my show." So that's what we do now, is whiskey and a cookie every Friday.
I'm definitely stealing
it. Oh, it's fantastic. Yes, yeah. Please.
I'm sorry.
Branded by Pretty Late. It's all good.
But we're going to be branded by Very Late. Yeah, we go very late.
How late are you open?
Well, three of the places are until 4 a.m. every night and 5 on Saturday.
You have 4 a.m.?
Yeah, Stels.
Three of them, yeah. Oh. The Owl.
That's
right. Did I mention best late
Now
night
we know
bar
where to go after the show is yes. To Estelle's.
Is I've
Estelle's
got cookies and whiskey not there tonight.
Whiskey and a cookie.
Yes.
What time does Estelle's open? I feel like it opens at like 12:30.
No, 5 p.m. 5 p.m.
Yeah. Like, but it's like just two people. Because I mean, it's
but nobody's
packed
there until 12:30.
Yeah.
That's right.
We actually have a great early crowd.
Really?
I mean, back in the day, we opened and it was like sort of a late night place only. And then
right. We
got kind of serious about our food and we got a great early crowd now. So it's very cool.
I mean, the late crowd there is, that's the spot to go, yeah. I feel. I think every time I'm in the Wicker Park area, that's where I end up.
Yeah,
whether I want to or not.
We appreciate
but I always have
that.
A happy time there.
Yes.
Happy time.
Happy time.
Appreciate that.
Happy and healthy.
I like that. Happy time. Before I take a break, do we have, Alderman Arena, do we have 4 a.m. bars in the Jefferson Park area?
We've got a couple.
Do we?
Unforgettable.
Unforgettable
on Irving Park.
I don't know Unforgettable, but there's that one on right by the laundromat. There that I just discovered not too long. It's like right around. It's not far from where I live.
Jeff Park.
It's just north of Milwaukee and Foster. I can't remember the name.
Patty,
of
which
it.
One's the one? It's got a Franciscan or
Zachary's.
Shine.
It, which one with the couches in front? It's Zachary's. That's the same. That's the right. Yeah, that's the one when you're both. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Zachary.
Sounds like you can eat another one in Jefferson Park. Is what I'm hearing.
I did a Facebook Live whiskey and a cookie at the at Zachary's during one of the debates during the election. So that's the kind of things that we should do. You know, I'm not that. Now that we just have fun with like musicians and stuff and do whiskey and a cookie at Estelle's. We are hanging out with our friends. We're going to get some more music from Bubbles Brown when we come back, and that's going to be after the news. Hanging out with our friends in the Allstate Showcase Studio. More in a moment. You are listening Pretty Late. It is Music Monday, and we're so excited to have with us tonight Bubbles Brown. Here they are with Electric Mainline.
One, two, three. All right, here we go. Watch your speeds and a regular rhythm make your heart skip beat. Turn up the speaker box, give a holler in the can, do stop the lightning, it's blowing your wig back. on, push off and let go. All the who's who's doing the electric main line. You could use, you could push, you could cook it. All the who's who's doing the electric main line.
Was Bubbles Brown with Mainline, Electric Mainline. We are live in the Allstate Showcase studio. You're listening pretty late. Joining us is David Halpern with 4G Entertainment. We also have Paul Farvar, who they still won't let you play with the drembe in
no,
the band.
No, I don't think I'd fit here.
I don't know, even begging. But we are hanging out. It's a, you know, it's a misty, foggy night. It's a perfect night for kind of some blues music, don't you think, David?
Absolutely. I'm like inspired to open a bar in Jefferson Park with these guys playing opening night and whiskey and cookies and
you got so many ideas
it's
going.
Like,
it's
I
it's
like
good
it.
Stuff.
Come on, like City over here.
Come on over to the microphones. Just knock Paul out.
He,
we're gonna knock you out just because just so they can sit next to each other. I swear I'll give you a microphone in a minute. You can hang out. It's fun to be on Facebook Live. You go to WGN Radio Facebook page. You can see some of that live video. As I was filming that, I saw John Arena is live now. Oh, there we go. We can get seats for everybody. There we go. I was noticing that you were also on Facebook Live as well, sir.
I was.
Yes. You've been putting a lot of your adventures on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
I saw you at the airport. We were hanging out at the airport. We just didn't see each other last week.
Oh, you were there?
I was there as well.
Oh, that was great.
My mom came here on a green card, too. Come on. I took my son out to the airport because I wanted him to see what it looks like when people, you know, speak their minds.
Yeah.
You know, speak out. And it's been kind of interesting. I love this music. Now, introduce yourself to our audience. You first with the wonderful hat.
Thank you both.
Great hats, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We try to dress sharp.
You are very. I told you. I saw you in the parking lot, and I was like, "Who's this chap?" And I like the word "chap" actually comes into mind seeing someone dress as well as you. But
yeah, we want to put on a good show for you and dress nice.
And you have. Thank you so much. And what's your name?
My name's Ben Brundage. I go by Washboard Ben.
Washboard Ben Brundage. Is that on your driver's license?
Yeah,
it is. Washboard.
Birth certificate.
Oh, excellent.
Tattooed on my back.
Well done. I'll have to see that later.
Tramp stamp.
Hello. Yeah. And so that make you? Does that make you Bubbles?
I'm Bubbles Brown. Yeah.
Bubbles Brown.
The unsinkable.
The unsinkable Bubbles Brown. Come on closer to your microphone so we can hear you over here, because that was some great music.
Thank you very much.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Florida, actually. I've been in Chicago for 10 years, though.
What brought you to Chicago?
I just needed to get out of that stagnant, seasonless environment down there.
Is that on the license plate?
Yeah, right.
Stagnant, seasonless.
The stagnant state.
It's a swamp.
That's his middle name.
That's his name. What was the first instrument you played?
I actually picked up the bass because my father got my sister a guitar, and he said I didn't have the dexterity for the guitar, so I had the bass. So started with the bass.
How did he determine that? Like right away? Like you picked up the guitar, he went, nope.
He didn't give me a chance. You know, it was just like, you know,
a split decision.
Yeah,
he had to decide.
The baby gets the bass, you know.
There you go. And how about you, Ben? What was your first? Was a washboard your first instrument?
No, I was a punk drummer when I got started, and then, you know, too loud, too fast. So scale it back and pick up the washboard.
And how did you guys meet?
We met through another band that I play with called Woodrow Hart and the Haymaker. He opened a show that we played, and we started playing together. We actually started playing in the subway.
Okay.
And
good
that,
acoustics.
Yeah, we first started playing together and cut our teeth on the blues underground for a little while. And when we got good enough, we came above ground.
Fair. That's yeah. Now. Did you have like the permits and everything, or like get off the train?
We had the permits.
Yeah, it's $10 down at City Hall.
I've always wondered about that. I've never asked how much is a. I think you're the first musicians we've had that have at least talked about playing in the subway.
Oh, yeah.
And how did they? I mean, you know, I would imagine as musicians, people kind of stop and they watch a little bit. They take video.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and playing the blues, you know, it's synonymous with the idea of Chicago music
right.
that most people have, and playing washboard and stuff. in the subway. Kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it worked out for a while, but we're happy to be, you know, where the sun shines.
Do you, when you want to try new music, do you head back? You're like, hey, let's go on the red line.
Oh, he still loves to do that. I don't love it as much anymore. It's, yeah. It's better playing in radio studios.
Oh, sure. Yeah. We love having you. Absolutely. I can imagine. And, agreed. You know, and like great bars in Wicker Park. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
You don't get interrupted every 5 minutes by a train coming through.
Oh, right. No.
Or some other person trying to steal your performance space.
Oh, there's that.
Sure.
Right.
Oh,
if they can be louder than you, they'll steal your spot.
Oh, are there like duels? Their music duels.
Figuratively,
I guess. That'd be more fun if like you went back and forth. All right, this is what I got. What do you got?
I'd be more worried about getting thrown in front of a train. But.
I can see where you'd not want to be on the
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's some, you know, shady characters.
Welcome
down
to
there.
The Showcase Studio. We love having you here. And Mike was telling me that you have a video on YouTube that people are really enjoying. Do you have several?
Well, we've got a few. We just released a submission for the NPR Tiny Desk contest.
Oh.
So we've got our fingers crossed for that. And that video has been doing pretty well. And then we have one of us playing in the subway, actually. A traveler from Denmark saw us playing and cut together a nice video for it.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's, see, how nice is that when someone else takes it upon themselves, yeah, to do the editing?
Absolutely.
I'm watching that video right now. It's fantastic. And it's really cool because it's kind of the same setup they have here tonight. And it's just down in, what is that? We talking Red Line? Blue Line?
I think it's the Washington Red Line.
Okay, yeah.
And
let's go, guys.
And is Bob Ferguson down there also making them sound as good as possible? As
he's doing sound in the corner.
Yeah, he's down there, but he's just trying to get on the CTA.
He's just waiting for that. He's just waiting for the eastbound train. We are hanging out in the Allstate Showcase Studio. This is so much fun. It's like a party tonight. You know, Nick D was talking about how my show is like Earth, Wind, and Fire down here. We're always having food and booze. It's not always booze. Tonight's just food. Next time, booze. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. I want to thank our engineer, Bob Ferguson, as always, making our band sound as amazing in studio on the air as well. In studio, we have Bubbles Brown. Here they are with, oh no, I said all the words and now I forgot the name of the song.
Make Big Noise.
Make Big Noise. Here they are with Make Big Noise.
Fly my sign, folks just keep walking by. Some will shoot you for a nickel, stab you for a dime. Don't wanna hurt nobody, just trying to get mine. Making big noise, making big noise, making big noise before my dying time. Ring on out through mountain tops and plains. Go running through the city, run for it's too late. Hot pot is cooking and I must fill my plate. Making big noise, making big noise, making big noise before my dying time. Take my word, with it you do your will. Take take these words to travel 10,000 miles wide. Send them to the bliss when my soul is satisfied. Making big noise. Making big noise. Making big noise before my dying time. Before my dying time. Before my dying time. Before my dying time.
Thank you very much.
That's Bubbles Brown with Make
Big Noise.
Make Big Noise. So many. With something with the music. We are live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining us is David Halpern of 4G Entertainment Group, bringing us the best deep fried pickles we've ever had from Estelle's tonight. Thank you so much for those.
Anytime.
Really good stuff. But also visit his locations in Wicker Park and Lincoln Park and soon to be Jefferson Park, Bucktown.
Logan Square.
Logan Square, also a great neighborhood. Some really great restaurants. What are they? You have a Live One, Remedy,
Estelle's,
Easy Bar,
and the Owl.
The Owl, that's one I keep forgetting.
Don't forget the Owl.
I won't Come on over, guys. You can come join us over here. You gotta get some food too before I eat all the pickles.
Oh, you do got all that food over there.
Yeah, no, we have tons of food over
here.
Lots of fries.
Food. Lots.
Paul, do you want to do some stair climbing with me after the show?
Like, how many stairs are we talking about?
At least 23 floors. Possibly come back down.
Possibly. All right. Oh, can I take the elevator down then?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, then maybe.
All right, then. I'm training for the American Lung Association to Fight for Air Climb coming up on March 5th at the Presidential Towers presented by United Healthcare. See how I slid right into a commercial right there?
Man,
see
what you're
I
did good.
There? Yeah, we are raising money for respiratory health.
Fantastic. I need to work on my respiratory health.
Yeah. You'll be surprised at how the stairs. Have you guys ever tried stair climbing as a?
Oh God, no.
I mean, you've climbed stairs. I mean, I presume
have before.
Like when you went to the subway, did you always just use the escalator? Or did you sometimes
try not to do more than 10 stairs at a time?
Exactly. Well, after the show, hang around till 2. We'll do some stairs. Alderman Arena, are you in?
As long as you give us whiskey and cookies.
I need
whiskey,
to.
Yes. Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, there you go. I have some
whiskey and cookies and stairs.
I that? Have all of that, by the way.
It's at the top. You have to get to the very top.
If I do that, yes. If I put the fudge stripes and the buffalo trays at the top of the stairs, are you in?
Oh, absolutely.
There you go. Right.
Mike, yes. I'm going to send you to the top of the building with that. There are some stairwells that only go 23 floors, and there are some stairwells that go up to 34 floors. We don't know which one. I get lost in them sometimes. Plus, I grew up in Norwood Park where we have no high rise. We have the Jefferson Park.
Well, in a couple of years, if things go.
Yeah. Much of the dismay of people in the neighborhood, apparently.
That's true.
Bubbles Brown, you guys, do you have any performances people should know about?
Oh, yeah.
Up?
We are going to be playing at the Tonic Room right down the street from Alive
One. Oh, yeah.
And we're opening up for Growler for Dun Dun Fest. I don't know if you know Harmonica Dunn. He's a promoter over there, gets in the shoe buzz. But that's going to be on the 16th. And also, we are doing a festival down at The Plant on 46th Street. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's a cooperative urban farm. Mm-hmm. They're doing this festival called License to Chill. It's going to be the place to be in the back of the yards. And that's going to be March 4th.
Okay.
That's a Saturday. And there's going to be all kinds of, there's a brewery that just opened there. There's a little live art, music. And all kinds of fun stuff.
Fried pickles.
And you can always catch us at Honky Tonk Barbecue every first Friday of the month and Smoke Daddy Barbecue every last Sunday of the month.
Ah. As well as the Drifter in the basement of the Green Door.
I forgot about that one.
And that is now and then. That is now and then, but we do usually twice a month. So come
see
you sometime.
Are busy. This is fantastic.
We're busy boys.
And can people look up your schedule on your website?
Sure.
So Bubbles Brown.
Like us on Facebook if you like what you hear.
I get my Facebook up right now. And I had asked Bubbles where you were from originally. Ben, I didn't ask where you were from.
Oh, I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana.
From Indianapolis?
Yes.
Excellent. What brought you to Chicago?
Music.
Music?
Yeah.
To study, to play? You were all set to, did you go?
To play. It's just a bigger market. I wanted to meet a lot more musicians who had a stranger focus, like this guy. Yeah, and it's been great. I haven't been here 10 years like he has, but 7's been good to me.
That's pretty good. Yeah. That's pretty close. I love Indy. That memorial in the middle of the mm-hmm. downtown area.
Oh, absolutely.
I never quite know, like, it's a roundabout, like, just in the middle mm-hmm. of the city. And people who aren't from a town that have roundabouts, I never know when to get off. I never know. By the way, Esmeralda, you can mark that. That is at 1257.
Got it.
No, so I could just go around and around. Is that that's a war memorial there in Indiana?
It is, yeah. We were actually lucky enough a year or two ago to play a show on the circle in front of the memorial, and you would see the same cars circling for 10, 15
just,
minutes.
Just to hear you,
no
your music.
Idea where to go.
Oh, no, they didn't know where to go.
Oh, no, they weren't there for us. They were there because
we
couldn't
know.
Get out.
No, you assume that they weren't
no,
there for
they
you.
They were definitely listening. They had their windows down.
That's what
listening.
Was it a nice summer night?
No, not terribly.
Then they were lost. It is. The downtown area of Indianapolis is great. What did you think after the Super Bowl when they redid a lot of the...
Oh, it was amazing. The way the city transformed almost overnight. Indianapolis people are very hospitable. Hoosiers have a good reputation for being very welcoming. And they were on display, and they didn't fail. They really pulled it out in a pretty extraordinary way. I was very proud.
Yeah, I love that town. I'm a regular at the Crackers Comedy Club down there.
Oh, okay,
downtown.
Sure.
So there's one in Broad Ripple as well, but that's my home club. When I'm in Indy, it's like my second home.
Cool.
I love that. And we're in Florida. You didn't tell us just...
From Jupiter, Florida.
Jupiter, Florida.
Burt Reynolds' hometown.
Oh,
oh yes, Burt Reynolds.
Yeah. Burt Reynolds. What?
He went to my high school.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
Does he ever come back as an alum?
No, he'd actually just moved. He just moved out of town, actually.
Right away? He was like, I'm never coming back here.
Right after the what is it, Cannonball?
It got a little too big for him, you know? But,
Yeah, I don't. That's one of those things. Like my high school, Johnny Weissmuller is like the biggest name.
Who's
Adrian
Weissmuller?
Exactly. No. Now this is Johnny Weissmuller was the first Tarzan. He made all the original Tarzan. He was an Olympic swimmer, and at Lane Tech, they still have like his swimming records on the wall. He also designed the swimming pool over here at the Intercontinental Hotel. So if you ever come down, you can actually go there and swim for the day. It's this beautiful.
There's more famous people from Lane Tech. I feel
Adrian Zmed, Johnny Weissmuller. And
some sports people, though, I think.
Wildcats was filmed there.
It was filmed there.
Yeah.
Wow. How do you know that you weren't here when that was filmed? Was it 95?
I was not here.
It's David's favorite movie.
I can literally recite
We're
going to
go watch it with Goldie Hawn.
Come on.
You owe me a new watch.
Yeah. It's a good movie. It's underrated.
Are you kidding me? My favorite scene is when she challenges them to run and keep up with her. She's a marathon runner.
Yes.
That's a great scene. Yes. See?
Let's go watch it.
Please. We're hanging out in the Allstate show. Whoever wants to go can go. If you want to stay and hang out, we'll still be here. It's time. I have a topic I want to talk about after the news. I want to see if everyone's like me when you see a cop car behind you. Do you start thinking, just like a Chewbacca in Return of the Jedi, just fly casually? Do you ever do that when a cop's behind you? Like, just drive normal. Everything's fine.
I just feel guilty for no reason.
Right.
Exactly. Well, we'll talk about that when we come back. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com.